Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries seeks to be a place where anyone and everyone can ask the difficult questions of life. Some of these questions touch at the heart of your soul, some of them touch at the heart of your mind, but all of them deserve an answer. Hi, my name is Amy Downey, and I'm the CEO and president of Sadaka Ministries. Join with us today as we seek to answer another of the tough questions of life. A few days ago, I read this quote from a book I'm reading by Ariel Berger's Witness, Lessons from Elie Wiesel's Classroom. It's a quote by Elie Wiesel. 6 million pairs of shoes taken from children in the camps are a statistic. One is a tragedy. I have to admit that this statement, this quote by Elie Wiesel, shook me. It shook me for more than just a few moments, I have to admit. Because think about it. This quote perfectly encapsulates the horror of the Holocaust. Because it's easier to shield ourselves here in the 21st century from the bleakness of the Shoah, which is another word for the Holocaust, by burying ourselves in statistics like 6 million, so that we do not have to face the horrific reality of one face, of one body, of one child who never got to be an adult, who never got to grow up, who never got to get married, who never got to have children, who never got to be, simply because they were Jewish. And I think that was Elie Wiesel's point for making the statement that he made. In some ways, it is easier to do so, to bury ourselves in statistics, because we all have a child. My child is now an adult. My child is my niece. In our lives that we love with our whole being. And we would give into that temptation if we just focused on one, to just look at that one child, and if I put my niece's face and substituted her, I would be shattered. If I thought about my niece as that one child and one pair of shoes in the Holocaust, it would shatter me. And perhaps if we all did that, we would all be shattered, and we would think about the Holocaust and all tragedies, perhaps the tragedy in Rwanda, the genocide in Rwanda, the genocide that's going on in Yemen now, and other tragedies around the world differently. And Elie Wiesel, who was teaching at the time at Boston University, wanted his students to be motivated and to respond to humanitarian crises in the world. And he wanted to motivate humanity as a whole to respond to them, as they did not when he and his family were being marched to the gates of Auschwitz. He wanted the world to be somehow different than it was when his mother and his little sister, with her lonely pair of shoes, were gassed just because they were other. We don't do that, do we? You know, incidentally, as the podcast Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries, we long for the day that Christians and churches will see the lost world as more than just statistics, but just as one soul at a time, one single soul at a time. And the same reason holds true as it did for Elie Wiesel. Because it is easier to ignore the overwhelming reality of world lostness if we wrap the truth of it all in statistics, rather than a face, a body, a single pair of shoes. And please know that I hesitated in utilizing this comparison, and we came at it with a great deal of trepidation, because utilizing a metaphor involving the Holocaust always comes with a great deal of risk, and especially myself, who has so many friends who survived that horrible, horrible event. Horrible, I even hate to say event, that horrible period of time. Yet I chose to do so because of the necessity of the issue and the reality of the problem. And if I offend anyone, I beg your forgiveness. But the parallel is obvious. Death and the Holocaust and eternity, it's real. Because I have a dear personal friend who needs Jesus and has for as long as I have known her or him, which is more than a decade now. This friend has told me on more than one occasion that they know, and I have told my friend that they will have to crawl over my cold, dead body to get to the gates of hell. You know, they'll have to crawl over my cold, dead body to get to the gates of hell. That's how much I care about them, and I see them as a single soul, because my friend means the world to me. I have seen my friend through good times and bad times, through joyous moments and loss, and that has taken this friend of mine to the depths of grief. And by the way, this friend has seen me through these same types of times as well. I have seen my friend's shoes, and I understand what Romans 9:3 means to the depth of my soul, as it means to their need for salvation. And by the way, every friend of mine who needs salvation to me is a single pair of shoes. They're not a statistic. Because each person who needs Jesus, who's a friend of mine, is a single pair of shoes. And I don't look at them as a statistic. And I've said that twice, but I'm saying it twice on purpose. They're not a statistic. They're not a trophy on the wall. They're a single pair of shoes because they mean the world to me. And let me quote Romans 9:3. This is what Paul said. For I could wish that myself were accursed. That's the King James word. And if the Greek word is anathematized. And it basically means I would send myself to hell for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Paul looked at each person that he met, including the Jewish people, his kinsmen. That's because Paul was Jewish. That's who his kinsmen were. And I look at my friends who are lost, whether they're Jewish or Gentile, but especially my Jewish friends, as single pairs of shoes. And I understand that. And that's what I meant by when I told my Jewish friend, I just told you they're Jewish, but my friend, that they'll have to crawl over my cold, dead body to get to hell, because I'm not going to let them go there to the best of my ability. And that's how we all should feel if we're believers in Jesus. We have to look at people individually and not corporately. We must see them as a pair of shoes, to borrow that quote from Elie Wiesel again, before they become a tragedy in a museum or a statistic that we overlook somehow. We must also see them as more than a statistic on a Sunday school roll, which often is a bad habit among Baptists. Or as I told a young college student, as we stood a few years ago in Grand Central Station, because I had taken a group of college students to New York City for a mission trip. And it was at the end of the mission trip, and we were all tired, and we were standing in Grand Central Station, and we were just standing there, and Sean was overwhelmed by the lostness of the city, and he said, you know, he said, "Downey, where do we begin?" And I said, "Where do we begin, Sean?" "We begin with one person who needs Jesus, and that will change the world." And that's what we have to do. We begin with one person, one pair of shoes, and that will change the world. Because that's what we have to do. If we want to change the world for Jesus, we begin with one. One pair of shoes. One soul. One person. And we try to change their world. Their eternity. And that will change the world. But you have to choose. Do you care about that one enough? And that is only up to you. Shalom. God bless. Until next time.